thought it was actually number three, but I'm starting the...
Oh, number,
yeah. I was fooled. This poem started out well, obviously as a poem, but what I really do is I'm a singer-songwriter, and I changed it. I put music to it, but tonight I won't sing it. And what I'll do is I'll read it. It's called Timeless. Listen to the clock. Close your eyes. Tick tock, tick tock. Tearless Bedoya, land of the robin. Imagine, just surmise. Timeless, some things don't change. Hills of Inchigila, on purposely arranged. Rugged and wild, simple imagination, simple as a child. Our world is complicated. Mobile phones, sophistication. Texting, cyber noise. New art of conversation, far removed from Yeats or Wilde. Listen to the clock. Open your eyes. Tick tock, tick tock. Some things have changed, not for the better. I will sit me down and write to our old world a letter. Listen to the clock. Close your eyes. Tick tock, tick tock. Thank you.
So next we have David Brennan.
How's it going? This is my first time here. I hope you'll have me back. I'm going to read a poem, one poem, is that okay? This is called Epitaph of a Life Less Lived. I don't know what it's about. If you know, you can tell me after. Procrastinate fool's witness, slot idle passing folly, truth inconsequence and desire, desire the snake that sucks itself to the bone, milk the remnants of unlived dreams, sperm the milky moon of madness, suicide the answer to unanswerable questions, love, skip love, truth again the angels weep, false, I trick, I, you, no need, they, they're to blame, we do, yes we do, all incubus and succubus, revolution, stability in your egg cup, flower, weed with color, weep, wasted water, now, not now, later, later, not now, but here, there, anywhere, but here, hope, hope, more or less, boot in the back of the head, clock, the clock ticks backward, tock, tick, shot four times, still alive, far the opposite of near, end the silence of clouds moving over meadows, legs long and beautiful, transmit DNA, radio signal to protons and neutrons, rock, the will to roll, happiness, a near full of dreams, sweet, yes, so sweet, death, your best friend since birth, probability, the illusion of security, consequence, the knock-on effect of laser light amplification by the stimulated emission of radiation, Einstein, cut your fucking hair, quit fiddling with the vision, 20th century, mass murder, mass expansion, 21st century, mass compression and mass movement, music, homes to notes and dictators, science, the womb of truth and art, logic, the realm of monotones, monkeys, the hustlers of divinity, mathematics, 1 + 1 = 0, mystery, dead cats drowned in a bag in a stream, fuck, no comment, women, splendor with no spine, men, testosterone levels decreasing, sun keeps us warm, moon makes us mad. Food, yes, cook the goose, pimple, right under your nose, primrose, kill the daffodil, love, cheap trill for chemicals, opinions, enough, full stop, vomit, akin to opinions, destiny, flush it down your fucking toilet, surrender, the breath of Queens, West, The bus is leaving. Life will kill you. Sink, pull up the stopper. Drain pipe, wipe your nose in the constitution. Constipation, drinking, washing up liquid. Fellow saints, sinners, scholars, machine grinds your coffee. Machine wake you up. Machine dig your grave. Machine fuck your wife. Plenty the African dawn. Frailty the young virgin fawn. Toothpaste stuck in your nose. Dry snot rhymes with foot rot. Liquor the elastic dream that strangles all that is real. Fox killed a chicken. Girl, come and talk to me. I like your toot. Elephant, play that trunk. Pimp, you go become a monk. Monk, you go become a pimp. God, you are monk and pimp. Disdain, sultans, tuberculosis and necrophilia. Eyesight useless in the dark except for cats who chase rats. The end coming soon, soon, yeah, not soon enough. Words, no, no, no more. Sleep, 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 sleep.
I couldn't help but kind of try to decipher my meaning of that poem there, and kind of reminded me of when you...
Tell me later.
Kind of reminded me of when you have a thousand thoughts and someone says, what are you thinking? So it's a good answer to that question, really. So next we're going to have Matthew Moynihan.
Wrote this in the web workouts earlier, and it's a bit dark, but then again, most of the shit I write is. I don't have a title for it. It's for the 5-word international this week, or last week, or whatever. I don't think I remember the 5 words. Her path is cambered of late, her in the moonlight hours. Snow falls upon her essence, a world of beauty numbed by needle, spoon, and citric. But still she stumbles, eyes shifting for the warmth. Her heart beats like a sick drum at the unwarranted caresses of dark faces in the nighttime. Bleak moments to fund oblivion. Blackened dreams of worlds and times gone by. Empty cup, empty stomach, empty pockets, empty heart. Just one last hit. A final needle pierces the skin. And she doesn't want to be brought back. Because her only peace is rest.
So Philip Spillane,
can you read? Thank you. To be honest now, what this poem is about, the word itself does not describe how it feels, and you understand when you read it. It's based on the Greek fates. When they cut it, your life ends. And I thought that was a good way of describing how it feels. Collect the threads as they fall, cut by the fates. Ones that once ran with explosive love and passion of hate. Stories that made to tread its own new color, many ones that tinted yours won't shade. You can't help but observe that a tread does not speak, doesn't echo the voice you miss, not spring and knot itself into the form you want. Sit there, bare and soundless, snapped on the cold, bare, lonely earth. You weave it through your fingers and hands and feel the fiber textures, accidentally wishing that it embraces you and reassures you back. Just a lifeless piece of tread that once was, but now isn't. You miss when you think of a time when you connected. Sorry. That makes no sense. You miss when a time when a connection was a pluck in the same scale in a golden harp. as the fate declared a time for you to meet. Your songs for that time was unique, barely recorded and never replicated. The silence is now present within the spaces of the songs you now relive. However, still collect the dread, even though snapped and separate, and knit it into a scarf, and wear it snug around your neck, proud, till you feel okay. Thank you.
David Murphy, can you come to
the mic? Hatred can be seen everywhere. Turn on the TV, scroll your Facebook, develop an interest in politics, lose that interest because of aforementioned hatred. Death, oppression, exploitation, greed, you really have to look far. But on a black canvas, minimalist white will always draw our attention. So we live for the moments, painted gold, shining in our memories. We anchor on them until we can get to the next. These islands are our sanctuaries, and I dream that one day I could live on one of them.
David. So Patricia Walsh. This is called Open Wound. I give. Open Wound. A cooked nerve gave me a nothing, in particular of fissures of will. Separates on demand, carved at foot, a thorny lesson in kitten heels. Bespoke man shoes don't avoid the issue. Mattress sticking plaster for some hours. Blood on occasion washed out the gunk, the moist challenge in another shoes. Tensing in time to excruciating pain. We can only offer so much misery at a time. Suffering has its limits. Caught in the heel, pouring on its filth. We will pass, I know. Avoiding gangrene is good. Blood poisoning is the only comfort I know. Respecting my privacy over all other courses. Not yelping at will, suffering under umbrage. Use my head for something besides buried fantasy. Pick off the scabs in his final journey. Some satisfaction on his ultimate trip. A limit to endurance, a finite walk. Thank you.
No. I've read this before, some time ago, but I made some changes. I perfected some changes. A patient. A patient. There was an epigraph by Ezra Pound. A man of no fortune and with a name to come. He did not use a name or speak at all. Not one of the thousand languages of India. He did not eat. Sight frame as evidence. He faded away, leaving a memory of a smile, just slightly apologetic. An image from India, a tower where birds of prey find food, crosses my mind. I can offer no explanation for his early death of this mild man.
Fiddling Jamie Urquhart. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Urquhart.
This is called On the Moon. You can visit me
on the moon someday. When I get there, once the technologies become commonplace and fuel is cheaper. It'll take years, probably. The efforts of trip advisors, engineers, and therapists to get us there, and then to convince us we've not gone mad. By then, gravity won't be such a problem. It'll just be time piling up, accumulating in the spaces, layer upon layer, the way rocks sediment. It'll mold itself around us until we can barely move. So when you do arrive, you can sample the moon rocks, get that dust icing all over your shoes, and we'll throw fattened envelopes off into space, watch them drift out for days. We'll eat vacuum-packed pasta and tomato sauce, and hear a sprinkling outside, a patter building to static on the pale white walls. Is it raining? Not on the moon, we'll say.
Jamie, for bringing us all to the moon for a little while. Can we get Max Creedon?
Thomas. A short song and a short reflection, rather than a poem. This is September Mothers. You push past my lips with a rush. You glide in a sidestep to dodge by. Punch in and out of embraces abruptly. Brush my cheeks with a soft stubble brush. When once your whole form filled my midriff, your crown smokes softly to my breast. Busy brisk now with independence, but pour down over my shoulders your trouble kiss. Enough. And this is a short reflection of gold as it'll arc through my life. And Finoga Orga. Golden windows, swampy bog, wet rushes, all lit up. A bog and gotten an hour. All of us squashed into Morris Minor, at least 8 of us, our teacher's school bus. And she'd say, that's the hand of God. There were golden, russet, shining windows lighting up a murky glen. And later when I heard about the hill country of Judea, I decided gotten an hour was the hill country of Judea. And there was Finoga Dreirta. Finoga, Orga, August Dilnolga. Wet sycamore leaves would cling to our feet then, and they'd adhere to the soul. You couldn't shake that memory. And then there was other kinds of gold. Margaret, go up there now and get the paintbrush, and we'll doll up the pictures of the procession. And twould be gold leaf. Nothing else would do to fuss up all those windows and those frames. And we'd reframe our icons. And then I went to school and we spoke Dán to Orga, and there was words that we learned, the spoken word of dead poets. And they talked of, you know, apples of the sun and pure gold transcending all that and how it endured. It encased Chinese palaces and it was of the sarcophagus of Giza. There was Nivan ore. As I went on life, I realised gold wasn't everything that was pure and beautiful. It could be very toxic. And I went to work on a ward as a young rookie, and I saw how the really, really burnt out bad responders, they had resorted to injecting them with gold. And it's such a toxic substance, and it's such a brilliant substance, that it would cure the most inflamed joints. But you'd also watch them in case it poisoned them. And you could see the rashes coming up, and you could see the blood bleeding under the skin. And you could see that after a while it could be lethal and people died of gold injections. So I don't think they use them as much anymore. So I saw a different twist to it. And then there was stamp Orga, the gold stamp in life. The medals came, they went for the top brass. And children were indelibly stamped with their DNA. And they had the gold of good stock, genetic ingrams. And midlife you go along, at this stage I'm thinking about the gold bruntless. The golden handshake that's going to turn to copper, as you can't earn your keep at the moment. And then there's the Bliain Orga. David Bowie, my hero, always spoke of and sang of golden years. And sometimes perseverance and endurance is rewarded by unpaid servants very abruptly. Name can be snatched, and the art of your life can be unseen, and some can sink for just one. And when a total stranger gets blown away, all I can think of is golden a name. And I'm back in Gubby Creed's Morris Minor with my nose squashed against the window. And all I can think of is the wet swampy bog holes, and they all lit up. And the murky, dark badlands, all lit up by Finoga Orga, illuminated again.
This isn't my own poem. I haven't written a poem for a little while, but it's one that my friend shared on Facebook today, and it just really moved me, and I thought I'd like to give it voice. It's by a woman named Tawiba Maju, and it's translated by Offer Nyman, and Tawiba is a Palestinian woman. Okay. Today I am afraid that my Israeli neighbor will discover my Andala necklace, which I have been wearing for years, and call the police. Today I fear that my Israeli neighbor will find out that Arabic is my native tongue, and that my small apartment in Tel Aviv is a source of the smells of majadra and pita with za'atar that fill the building, and that my computer speakers are the ones playing the voice of Kulthum in the evening. Today I will try to hide my R's and A's, every suspiciously pronounced letter in my speech, so that the Israelis do not suspect me, so that neither the police nor an armed passerby executes me. I do not want my very existence to worry anyone. In my small bag are several academic articles, Edward Said's The Betrayal of the Intellectuals, and a small purse embroidered by a Palestinian woman from the Negev, which I bought 2 autumns ago. There is also a driver's license and a photo of my mom, who passed away 10 years ago. Excuse me. I look at her every time I miss her, or whenever I am afraid I might forget what she looks like. I am afraid someone will be worried by my Arab facial features and decide to kill me on live television. If soldiers surround me with their guns pointed, how will I convince them that I cook my own food, that I recently found out that I even cook well and savor the cooking experience, but have yet to master using the big knife? How will I convince them that I am afraid of large or even medium-sized knives? If they surround me, how will I convince them that I can only use a small fruit knife to slice meat, or that I am afraid of all knives? How will I convince them that I am a PhD student at Tel Aviv University? Today, I am afraid that someone will be afraid of me. Today, I am afraid of everything around me, afraid that someone will knock on my door. Today I was afraid I would mistakenly call my brother by his name Arafat when he called to ask how I was doing while I was walking outside. I was afraid to say, "Hello, Athan Arafat," lest they suspect and execute me. We live here and we understand our blood is cheap, cheaper than anything you can imagine.
Time, I'm going to squeeze in a short Irish poem that I wrote myself. It kind of was inspired by one of those moments where it's by no means a backstory to the poem, but so I kicked it off. When somebody completely accidentally says something very beautiful and they don't notice and they keep going, and we were kind of lingering on that like sentence, you know, that was lovely. And it was actually said by a woman during a documentary. And she was part of the most hated family in America, so she helped me make something very beautiful, so I don't hate her. Anyway, Saskia, the sentence she said was, "No words will fall to the ground." Nihitig in focal conderic. Ni lagic kianaco erin dolov fadis alubin chef in vut. Fadis ihasimi there mar pralov on kerp bot shinta. Le hibre le denev. Is brogi voite mar stoite egwing. Akagin coivnis erin ru le hulsha. Le buigis o veil. On mion. Egoni nua. Desha gehildat ala turum. Ni hittig in focal conderig. Ni sholig fum erin malach bos. Marmarin kadaloriok. Fadis a gloshver na kul na kluise kena. Is fanen a focal shriva fada in arieok. Lahnig nis loider. Le nert na habert. She kert tilte a co. Sveg she bro filte le hagna le chopt. Mershin shocken ka de legfa omach. Rhyme. So nish gona kriya kukwere la shniha. Tokon kiron mkertin na gleach.
Is the Modon of Thomas Jus or the Michel? On God, a Spraggan team. Go, Aaron Radio, we cousin who talker is Kavachia de Homera or Roshdi, a Gavul. Darren Tug of Ilahna, a good. Your ordinish aim is crawl, mara mera me love la bail. Och, Oberlin, knock bail a yen of us. Well, galore on mokris a hov lua in a usual, bail a mavan kailes na lan eilish. Is daring mosh a gadogin to gadogin tarant urhu. Is fade alone a hool a bota a foga. Ob a love a choramach confanach der on schlat meda. Is choran tu kesht, kare on five. Chiapish gertu e dochrakin. August kuna a hover dos na linta duin. Las meg ofig on nash o sealte. Shod dov or carti, nos kersh suishlesh. Is mona tatnian on clear lia twel. Ta bod is etlan agwin, is ivrica don animagut. Marachurt ar olish a mock a rear ever now. Is fader lat shashu lesh on mulla. A quarter less. Fadis a hasemi last week, a kahu, a queen a gungu, a spragin teen, a sligger stock, ober dorha. Fadis a dare to lingurum gurbid. Gurum me dari. Gavil Ivis lachrum of Shurtsa. Is force gobug norla. Fin go ti glass a hurter the hoglu. Lagamid who evaluant on glor. Maraferian the Hebrahori. Okay. A chorfo na bulte, nor a chorin tu an tarigin, e a chor a la voclisoc, aberlo, scoop an glina brishte. voice that calls. To the voice on the radio, sheltered in your suit and silken in the tie that keeps our wrists in bondage. You say you know our heartfelt headache as we live hand to mouth, but ask us not to make a meal of it. Well, just enough to feed myself, sir. Perhaps my wife and kids. And I suppose if they get thirsty, they can kiss my crying eyelids. Or put out their hand and await the meter stick. As you ask, what's the problem? I thought your skin was thick. And give cues to the cues outside the dull office. Here are your cards now, deal with it. And if you don't like the game, well, we've got boats and planes and numbers for your names. But since you've made us sweat for our stay, you can put up with the smell beneath our arms as we stand outside and smoke and recall the voice that galls and let soak what it spoke as it tells us red is blue, that these oppressive measures are benefiting you. And gently pat the shoulders of the green jackets worn in fear of being pissed on from a height. Well, you can suffer the piercing pitches as the worker's whistle chimes. But who will silence the alarms as you count the cash, put it in a hungry hand, tell them sweep up the broken glass. Thank you.